So something just doesn't seem right about this California recall. There's something that doesn't, it's not only that it doesn't seem right, it doesn't smell right, and folks, it doesn't look right when you get down to it. And I'm talking about the way that they did the recall petition and how they gathered the signatures. And the fact that Donald Trump even, well, I guess that should be really no surprise. Donald Trump is using election fraud to describe what's going on in California. And if Larry Elder were to lose, of course, right? Of course, it's election fraud. And I'll play you a clip of that. And Larry Elder is picking up on that, you know, and calling it shenanigans. He's got a website that he set up, you know, for election shenanigans and all this kind of stuff. But folks, what I'm going to show you here is that there's something afoot. On one hand, you've got the Republicans, including Donald Trump, talking about election fraud. That hasn't happened, right? I mean, the election has not occurred. We have no election fraud at this stage. But yet they're using the familiar old trope of election fraud, like Donald Trump did in the election and got so much mileage out of it. And of course, there's no basis before for it. I mean, prove it, Donald Trump, right? Prove it. So folks, there's something afoot here. And just to, here's Larry Elder himself going on about election shenanigans. Have a look at this one.
Sorts of reasons why the 2020 election, in my opinion, was full of shenanigans. And my fear is they're going to try that in this election right here in recall. So I'm urging people to go to electelder.com. And whenever you see anything, hear anything suspicious, go to my website. We have a battery of lawyers. We're going to file lawsuits in a timely fashion this time.
All right, I've got half a...
Yeah, okay. Anytime you see or hear something, well, I'm seeing something right before my eyes with this recall petition here that doesn't smell right. And I'm going to lay it out and tell you what I'm thinking about here, folks. And then, of course, you know, just as if you you can't imagine that Donald Trump said this, same thing. Here he is.
Got the recall election coming up in less than a week. It's actually happening as we speak. The polls appear to show Newsom looks safer at this point. Larry Elder is the man that could take it from him. What do you think happens in California?
Well, it's probably rigged. They're sending out all ballots. It's all the ballots are, you know, mail out, mail in ballots. In fact, I guess you even have a case where you can make your own ballot. When that happens, nobody's going to win except these Democrats. So, you know, look, they're very good. The one thing they're good at is rigging elections. So I predict it's a rigged election. Let's see how it turns out.
You know, the one thing he's really good at, folks, is lying. And he just doesn't quit. He doesn't quit about it. I'm going to show you something here. So this is a story that actually came from a radio or a TV station in California. So this is coming from KCRA Channel 3. And this was published back on June 9th of 2021. And Brandi Cummings is the anchor reporter that put this together. And she actually did a really good job of bringing the facts together. It's called Newsom Recall, What Happens Next with California's Recall Process for Governor. And if you'd like to read it, you're welcome to, but I'm going to scroll to the bottom here. So it says here that the recall campaign has 1.7 million valid signatures as of the final verification that was due April 29th. That's above the magic number of 1.495709 needed to qualify for the ballot. In all, counties submitted and verified 2.161349 signatures, 2,161,349. Of the signatures that were verified, 1.719943 were valid and 441,406 were invalid. So folks, overall, that's a 79.58% of signatures that have been verified were deemed valid. That's like over 20% were deemed invalid. How do they verify these things? Who does it? How is this done? And she goes on to say here that each of the state's 58 county registrar's offices verified signatures from petitioners in their respective counties. The group collecting petitions took the signed forms to each registrar's office. Workers then compared the signed form to the electronic voter record on file. So I don't think we're talking about situations where they didn't cross a T and didn't dot an I. And that's an awfully high amount. You can't tell me that Republicans aren't up to shenanigans of their own here, folks. The only thing that we've got to compare this to, there's only been one other recall in California history, and that was the Gray Davis recall back in 2003, where Gray Davis lost to Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, in that race, I want to show you this. So here are the statistics, and I'm getting this from Ballotpedia. And it goes on to say that recall proponents gathered about 1.6 million signatures, of which 1,356,408 were certified as valid. So what that means is that roughly in that recall election, 15% of the signatures that were collected were invalid. So 15%. So this race to recall Newsom has set a new record in terms of invalid signatures. Now, is that any surprise? You talk about shenanigans. Don't tell me about election fraud that hasn't happened when I can smell something fishy going on right here. I mean, a new record? I mean, it's just not like a percentage or two. This is 5% more invalid signatures in the Newsom recall election? I mean, so There's something afoot here, folks. They know what they're doing. And like I've always said, when they scream election fraud, oh, you need to start digging a little bit deeper and see what they're really up to, folks. Because this to me smells a lot like election fraud. Till next time, folks.